From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Tar balls have been discovered in the Florida Keys. Authorities say they are being tested to determine if the pollution is the result of BP's massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the discovery comes as scientists are concerned the oil has reached ocean currents that could carry it to the East Coast.
University of South Florida researchers say the southern arm of the spill has entered or is near the so-called loop current. It circulates water south to the Florida Keys and then to the Gulf Stream in the Atlantic Ocean. NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco says aerial surveys show the main oil slick is still dozens of miles from the loop current.
But that a tendril of light oil has been transported down close to the loop current.
She says NOAA will be trying to determine today if the oil is in the current and moving toward South Florida. Meanwhile, the agency is expanding the area of the Gulf closed to fishing. It now covers 19% of federal Gulf waters, stretching from Louisiana to northwest Florida. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Polls are open today in Arkansas, where incumbent U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln is facing the toughest challenge of her career. Michael Hiblin with KUAR in Little Rock has more on the two-term Democrats' challenge from within her own party.
Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter has been tapping into anger from the left, from Democrats who haven't been happy with some of the more moderate positions Senator Lincoln has taken. Groups from outside Arkansas have been inundating the state with extremely negative advertising, with unions supporting Halter and business groups supporting Lincoln. Meanwhile, eight candidates, including U.S. Representative John Bozeman, are vying for the Republican Senate nomination. There's a good chance the winning candidates will not get more than 50% of the vote today, which would require a runoff election in 3 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Little Rock, Arkansas.
President Obama is calling some members of the Republican Party the Just Say No crowd when it comes to the economy. And he says if the GOP had gotten its way, the country would be in, quote, a deeper world of hurt. The president made his remarks during a trip to Ohio today where he defended the stimulus spending, tax cuts, and tax credits implemented by his administration.
For all the things we've gotten done despite the unified, determined opposition of one party, imagine how much further we could have gotten if I'd gotten a little help.
President Obama toured a pipe and tubing manufacturing plant in Youngstown, Ohio, as part of his ongoing effort to promote the White House's economic recovery efforts. Continued concerns about the European debt crisis, along with uncertainty over exactly what actions U.S. regulators could take to curb volatility on financial markets, weighed on Wall Street. The Dow was down 114 points today to close at 10,510. The Nasdaq dropped 36 points. You're listening to NPR. The head of the government's main securities industry watchdog group says federal investigators are submitting preliminary findings on the sudden plunge in the financial markets a few weeks back. Securities and Exchange Commission head Mary Shapiro told a group of analysts her agency, along with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, has been looking into the May 6 crash. She says exchanges also will propose new trading rules aimed at preventing another crash. On that day, the market swung by nearly 1,000 points before partially recovering. For a period, it wiped out around $1 trillion in stock market wealth. Timber companies and environmental groups have joined in an unusual agreement to conserve millions of acres of Canadian forests. More from NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The forests protected by the new agreement cover an area about twice the size of Germany and are known as Northern Boreal Forest. It's made up mostly of conifers and stretches unbroken from eastern Canada to Alaska. The groups that made the deal say they will modernize harvesting practices with an eye to preserving habitat for wildlife, such as the woodland caribou. They describe it as the largest commercial forest conservation plan ever. Among the first actions will be to suspend new logging on 29 million acres of land. But the agreement also guarantees logging companies sufficient supplies of timber for operating mills. In return, environmental groups will suspend campaigns that urge consumers not to buy forest products from some logging companies in the region. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
A week after suffering what doctors described as a mild stroke, the son of Vice President Joe Biden is on his way home from the hospital. Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden was released in nearby Philadelphia early today. The 41-year-old is expected to continue recuperating at home. Biden was rushed to the hospital last Tuesday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.